So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah taught about a case of Shnaim Shekitcher Shtei Nashim. Two men, Reuven v'Shimon, betrothed two women, Rachel v'Leah, respectively. Uveshas Knisas and L'chuppah Hechlifu Eshal Zeh L'Zeh V'Eshal Zeh L'Zeh. At the time of the marriage, the wives were exchanged b'shogeg. V'tani Reb Chiya Harei Kan Sheish Esrei Chatois. Reb Chiya taught that if all the situations mentioned in the Mishnah come together, the two men and the two women, each did four averus. Eshes ish, eshes ach, achois ishtoi, nida. And must each bring four chatois for a grand total of 16 chatois. The Gemara asks, Uman hai tana de isle iser koil, vi iser maisiv, vi iser vasachas. As Rashi explains, in order to be chayv four kabanas, the Mishnah must hold iser chalal iser in all three of the above. Since Reuben and Shimon are brothers and Rachel and Leah are sisters, as described in the Mishnah, when Reuben was first Mekadesh Rachel, Rachel became Asur to Shimon as both Eshes Ish and Eshes Ach Bevas Achas. When Shimon was then Mekadesh Leah, Rachel became Asur to Shimon as Achis Ishtoi, as an Isur Koil, since their other sisters also became Asur to Shimon. When Rachel becomes a Nida, she becomes Asur to Shimon as a Nida, as an Isur Maisif, because she also becomes Asur to her husband Reuben as a Nida. The Gemara answers Remeirhi. The Tanya of our Mishnah is Reb Meir. The Tanya, Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayev le arba chatois v'oshem echem. One can eat merely one kezayis meat and become obligated in four chatois and one oshem for five isurim. Tamei she'ochel chaylev v'hu noiser min ha'mukdashin b'yem hikipur. Reb Meir adds a sixth isur. Reb Meir oimer mohises Shabbos v'hitziv b'piv chayev. If it comes out on Shabbos, he's also chayev for itzah carrying it on Shabbos. Amrulai Ainim and Hashem. Tanakama disagrees because it's not an Isra of eating. Here too, Rashi explains the order of the six Isurim as each Isra takes effect. Chalev. The Behema, while still Chulin, has an Isra Chalev. However, Chalev is only Asra Bachila but Mutta Bahano, Mukdashim. When it becomes Hektish, it becomes Asra Bahano. This is Isra Maisiv because more Isra was added. Noiser. Once it becomes Noiser, it becomes Aslam Mizbech as well. This too is Isra Maisav. Tameh. When the Kohen becomes Tameh, he becomes Asr to eat all Kodshim. This is Isra Kail. More things became Asr to him. Yom Kippur. He is Asr to eat all food, again Isra Kail. Shabbos. According to a mayor, if it's also Shabbos, he's also Chayef for carrying it on Shabbos. This is Bevas Achas, since Shabbos and Yom Kippur take effect at the same time at nightfall. The Gemara introduces another issue, that of Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. While attempting to do a mitzvah, he did an aver b'shogeg. This is actually Machlokes discussed at length in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. See our review there. As Rashi cites the Gemara there, Mi shehayu lo shnei tinoikis, echad lamal achar Shabbos, ve'echad lamal b'Shabbos. One baby was born the previous Sunday, and needs a bris the following Sunday, and one was born the previous Shabbos, and should have a bris this Shabbos. If he accidentally mixed them up, and did the bris of the Sunday baby on Shabbos. This is a case of Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah V'lo Yosa Mitzvah. He was attempting to perform Mitzvah's Mila, did not end up doing the Mitzvah, and in the process did an Isser Karas B'shogeg. Reb Eliezer Mechayev Chatas. Reb Eliezer says he's chayev to bring a Karban Chatas, because he holds that the exemption of Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah is only where Asa Mitzvah. He ended up doing the Mitzvah. Reb Yeshua Poiter. Reb Yeshua says he's Pater, because he holds that Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah, trying to do a Mitzvah, is enough to exempt him, even if lo yosa mitzvah, regardless of whether he ended up doing the mitzvah. In our Mishnah, the men were attempting to do a mitzvah peruvu, and by mistake did an isik karas b'shagig, and Reb Meir says that they are chayev chatas. The Gemara gives two explanations. Either we must say that Reb Meir taught the Mishnah aliba divrei Eliezer, according to the opinion of Reb Eliezer, that a person is chayev a karban in such a case. Or we can say that Reb Meir generally follows Reb Yeshua, that one is potter, but we can differentiate. The exemption of Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah applies only in a situation as a bris, which is time sensitive, and in his haste, he made a mistake. However, Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah does not apply in a situation of a marriage, which is not time sensitive. The Gemara presents another way of understanding why Reb Chir ruled that in our Mishnah, a person is chayav to bring four chatois. We can explain our Mishnah to be speaking of a case where all four Yisroelim came about at once, and it follows Reb Shimon, who, as we learned in the previous daf, holds that a person is chayiv shtayim in the case of Bevas Achas. The case is the Shavinu Shliach. The brothers appointed one Shliach to be Mekadosh their wives. Vishava Inhu Shliach. The sisters appointed the same Shliach to accept the Kedushin for them. This way, the first three Yisroelim, Isra Eshes Ish, Isra Eshes Ach, Isha are all chal b'vas achas. Regarding the fourth Isser, the Gemara adds that we must say that a Tanai was made that the Kedushin will take effect on their common birthday, when both wives will be turning 12, as they are twin sisters, and both husbands will be turning 13, as they are twin brothers, and b'shefois. The women were in a state of nida from before that day and into that day, so that at the start of that day, all four Isurim were chal b'vas achas. The Gemara moves on to discuss another part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Mafrish Naisan, before they return to their rightful husbands, we separate them from their husbands for 3 months to determine whether they had become pregnant from the forbidden union." The Gemara asks, "V'ho'ein isha misaberes b'bi rishayna, but a woman cannot become pregnant from the first bia." The Gemara answers, "Amar Rav Nachman Rabba Baravua shebalu v'shanu. It's a case that there were two bias." And even though that would double the number of total chatois to 32, Reb Chi, who said 16, was only referring to the first bia. The Gemara goes into a related discussion regarding Tamar. But Tamar became pregnant from her first bia with Yehuda. And regarding her marriage to Eir V'Einan, all the bias were shaloi kedarkin. Eir did this so that she wouldn't lose her beauty, and Einan did this so that the children would have been considered his brothers. The Gemara answers, Tamar be'etzba macha. Tamar made herself to be able to get pregnant from the first bia. Our daf concludes with two related teachings. The pasuk says, V'ish asher yishkav ish oisa shichva zera, v'rachatzu b'mayim. After bia, a man and a woman must do tefillah. There is a machlokes in how to derive certain exemptions from this pasuk. The Chacham hold that from the word oisa, we learn prat l'shaloi kedarka. From the word shichva zera, we learn prat l'hara. Rabbi Yehuda says that from the words Shechva Zera, we can include both Shloi Kedarka and Hara, which leaves Oysa to teach Prat LeKala, that a Kala does not need to do Tevila. The Gemara gives two possible reasons for why a Kala does not need to do Tevila. HaTayra Chasa Atachshit Kala, Lefi Shein Isha Misaberes Mibi Rishayna. The Gemara moves on to the next related teaching. Ki Yasu Ravin Am Rabbi Yechanan, a divorced woman who waited 10 years and then remarried can no longer bear children. This was only said in the case where the woman did not plan to remarry. But in the case where the woman did plan to remarry, she will be able to bear children. In the next daf, the Gemara discusses Hamtana Shlesh Chadashim, the 3-month waiting period.